Today is the 29th day of the blessed month of the Tob. May God end it with goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Sanixani departed Chivo, the daughter of one of the noble and rich families of Rome. Chivo, the only daughter of her parents. Chivo was brought up at an early age accustomed to fasting and prayers, visiting the prisoners and helping the needy. She used to visit the convents in Rome to spend time in worship. She distributed what she brought with her among the poor and was satisfied with what the nuns ate. She read the biographies of the saints and prayed to God to grant her a share among them. It happened that one of the ministers of Rome asked for her hand in marriage for his son. Her father was delighted about that, and he brought her the best of the clothing and the most of precious gems and furnishing shortly before her wedding. She asked her mother to allow her to go to the monastery to visit her friends, the nuns, before getting married, in order to bid them farewell. And her mother gave her permission. She took her precious ornaments and two of her maiden servants and went quickly to the seashore. She found a ship going to Cyprus, which she embarked on. On her arrival, she went to Saint Epiphanius and told him about her story. He advised her to go to the city of Alexandria. She traveled to Alexandria, where she met Abba Theophilus, the 23rd Pope of Alexandria. She informed him of her desire to live the monastic life. He agreed, and he cut her hair and clothed her in the monastic garb. She sold all of her jewels and clothes that she brought with her and built a church in the name of St. Stephen, the archdeacon. She resided with a group of virgins and nuns that Pope Theophilus settled with her. She practiced asceticism and strived. She lived only on bread and some mouse-tenant vegetables. She did not eat any cooked food, and she slept on the ground. She struggled in the manner for more than 20 years. When she departed, God manifested a sign in heaven to reveal the heavenly blessings that she received. At midday, a cross of light, whose light exceeded that of the sun, appeared in heaven, and around it a circle of stars that shone like crowns. The cross remained shining until her body was buried with the other saintly virgin. Then it disappeared. The people knew that the appearance of the cross was to manifest her virtue. Later on, the two maiden servants told the Pope her real story and how she had a covenant with them to conceal her story and to call her sister. The Pope marveled, glorified God, and he wrote her biography. May her prayers be with us all. Amen. Today also, in the commemoration of Saint Cyriacus the fighter, may his prayer be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.